Been given my first official duty as an American citizen. I'm going to be serving on the jury.
Well, isn't that nice?
I'm so excited.
Well, Balky, you should be excited. Jury duty is one of the most important things an American citizen can do. And it's vital that every citizen do their share in upholding the judicial system.
Well, cousin, then you'll be thrilled to know that you're going to be helping me hold it up.
Well, this is a summons for jury duty. I got more important things to do than this. Well, wait a minute. How can we be assigned to jury duty at the same time?
Well, I don't like to blow my own horn, but... Toot, toot. You see, I've been going down to the courthouse every day and begging Dave, the courthouse clerk, to put our names at the top of the jury duty list.
He can't do that.
Well, that's what he said. But after I went down on my lunch hour and my coffee break each and every day for a few weeks, Dave and I became best buds. And finally he said to me, and I quote, "Listen to me, you swarthy little twit." That's his little nickname for me. He said, "Okay, I'll do it, but you have to promise to never... ever come to see me again." See, he didn't want others to know that he did me a special favor. So, does it help to know the right people or what?
And I guess I'm the lucky one who knows you.
Oh. You're not lucky, cousin. You deserve me. You know what? I got to go decide what I'm going to wear. I need something that says impartial, yet firmly on the side of justice. I'm thinking paisley.
Good news, Larry. I just got back from the travel agent. I got such a great deal on our trip to Bermuda, they're practically paying us to go.
Well, Jen, that's great.
Just you and me. No Marianne, no Balky.
Oh, yeah. No Balky.
Sunning by the pool, breakfast in bed.
No Balky. So when do we leave?
The 17th.
Oh, perfect. Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, no, I got jury duty starting on the 16th. Can't we put the trip off for a week?
No, Larry, the trip is prepaid. No refunds, no exchanges. What are we going to do?
Okay. I mean, maybe I'll be assigned to an easy case. I'll only have to be at court for a day. This could still work out.
Well, I hope so. Larry, we have a room with a waterbed. I think we could make some waves.
I'll work it out.
Defendant Bob Taylor has been charged with the armed robbery of Jerry's Gas and Shop. It is your duty to settle on a unanimous verdict. You will now retire to the jury room for your deliberations. Next case.
What we have here is an open and shut case. I think we should just take a quick vote, and we're out of here.
Boy, listen, you were born to be a foreman. I could kick myself for not bringing my camera.
Okay. Guilty. 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 Not guilty. Not guilty. Guilty. Not guilty. Guilty. Okay. Which three morons, no offense, voted not guilty?
Cousin, excuse me. We just took a secret ballot. A secret ballot. To decide a man's future. A man's future.
Melky, shut up. Shut up. We recount the evidence for the three of you who seem to have dozed off during the trial. Now, the defendant was apprehended on the night of the robbery with, Exhibit A, this jacket.
Wow. What a piece of goods. Let me see the lining.
This jacket was positively identified by the attendant.
Question.
Number two.
Question.
Number two. Question. We have questions. What is it?
What color were the assailant's pants?
Doesn't matter. Number two.
No. I beg to quibble with you. The defendant's pants were brown. Okay? Now, no one would wear brown pants with this jacket.
Number two. The defendant was found with a gun in his pocket, the same type of gun used for the robbery, Exhibit B. And finally, we have Exhibit... No. Put that down. Put it down! People! It's not loaded. All right. And finally, we have Exhibit C, the court record stating that $214 was found in the defendant's coat pocket, the same exact amount of money stolen. Coincidence, you say? I think not. What we have here is enough evidence for anybody.
I have a comment. Now, this is interesting. Bob testified.
Who is Bob?
Who is Bob? Who is... No, thank you very much. I want him to answer. Bob Taylor, cousin, the defendant. Now, we are deciding where Bob is going to spend his next 5 to 9 birthdays. And you cannot even remember his name?
Oh, right. Guilty Bob.
He is innocent Bob until he is proven guilty Bob. Now, Bob testified that he was standing on the street corner. And all of a sudden, another man come running along and throw that jacket at him. Now, I think
don't
that this is...
Don't.
Cousin,
don't.
Cousin, let me finish my thought. Let me finish my thought. Cousin, I just want to... Look, I am here. You're embarrassing me in front of the other kids.
Now, facts are facts, people. And it is our job to look at the facts and then, using our objective minds, vote to send this scumbum pig filth up the river. Okay, let's go. All right, pass him down here. Guilty. 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 Much better, people. Guilty. 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 Guilty? I'm sorry, cousin, I just couldn't do it. Thanks to you, we have to go back to the courthouse tomorrow morning.
Excuse me, cousin. But I'm the one who ought to be upset, and I am upset. Because I'm pretty sure that even as foreman, you had no right to try to make me change my vote by forcing me to stand in a corner.
Hi, Larry. Have you finished packing?
Well, no, I haven't. Jen, there's been a small hitch. I'm not finished with jury duty. But don't worry, I'll be finished early tomorrow morning. Maybe if you finish packing your stuff, you can pack mine.
Oh, well, Larry, I finished packing. All I'm taking is this. Of course, I don't know how much I'll be wearing this.
Balky, I'd like to apologize for being so hard on you earlier this afternoon. I'm calmer now. You know, I think this might be a good time for me to hear your interpretation of the facts. And then I can tell you exactly where you're mistaken. If you're mistaken.
Listen, I am not mistaken. I happen to have very good reasons for voting not guilty.
And I would love to hear them.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you
wouldn't. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Okay, cousin. Aside from the glaringly obvious fact that the plaid jacket don't belong in the defendant's wardrobe, I noticed that over a 5-minute period, the defendant blinked his eyes 27 times. I also noticed he crossed his hands right over left. Now, if that don't say innocent, I don't know what does.
Okay. Let's see. Eye blinking
27 times.
Hands crossed
right over left. And the aforementioned wardrobe inconsistency.
Wardrobe inconsistency. Are you out of your mind? And in America, we use the facts. And you, as an American citizen, must use the facts.
Cousin, I listened to
the facts.
And I want you to know that all of the evidence was circumcisional.
All right, Balky, I am going to show you exactly what happened. We are going to reenact the crime.
Oh, we're going to act. Okay.
All right, now, I will be the gas station attendant. You be the robber.
No,
you be the robber.
Be the
you
robber.
Be the
I'm
robber.
I'm not going to be the robber. I'm not going to be some scumbag, pig breath robber whose name wasn't even Bob.
Fine, you be the attendant.
I can't be the attendant. My shirt is too clean.
You just started your shift.
Okay, I could make that work.
Okay, all right. Now, when I, as the robber,
come in. You, as the attendant, are behind the counter, okay?
If I'm the attendant, then this, you will have to move more that way, because this is not really the counter right here. You know what? This is the peanut display right here. Over here is the beef jerky.
I don't care about your beef jerky or your peanut display. All I care about is going to Bermuda. I mean, upholding justice.
Excuse me. Going to Bermuda?
Well, who wouldn't want to go to Bermuda? But that is not the point. Okay, now, you're the attendant. We're over here. Your beef jerky is here. You've got your...
Listen to me. Cut the baba sticky. You want me to vote guilty and send an innocent man to rot away in prison so that you can go to Bermuda with Jennifer?
That's not it at all.
Then what is it?
Okay, that's it. You don't understand. Don't you? The tickets are prepaid, and Jennifer's all she's bringing is this little, Cousin. This tiny.
You know what? You're not the only one who had plans. Today is the last day that the carnival is in town. And I was planning to go down and see how many times I could ride the Tilt-O-Whirl before I got sick, and now that dream is shattered! He blinked 27 times, okay? 27 times!
No plane. No Bermuda. No bikini.
You know, I'm getting just a little sick and tired of you, Captain Garlic. Why don't we try a little physical persuasion to help him come to the right decision?
All I am trying to do is to prevent you, all of you, from making a horrible mistake. And just for your information, a clove of raw garlic each day will ward off heart attack.
All those in favor of pulverizing this guy, say aye!
Aye!
What you are doing is wrong. You're condemning a man for having the guts to stand up for what he believes in, no matter how stupid it is. So what if we're inconvenienced for a couple of days, missing our vacations, locked away from our wives and their teeny tiny little bikinis?
Let's get him!
Now listen, Cousin, let me just try talking to them for a second. I have a way with angry mobs. Fellow jurors, please. You are acting exactly like a flock of sheep before the winter shearing. You're jumpy, itchy, chafed.
Let's hurt him!
Just hold your breaths and he's ours.
Excuse me!
Hello. Just having a little discussion.
There's nothing more to discuss. They caught the real thief and he confessed, and the judge dropped all the charges against Mr. Taylor. Anyway, you people are free to go.
Well, let's get out of here. Okay, let's get out. I'm sorry. No offense, huh?
Okay, you were venting.
Well, Falky, I'm sorry you had to see the ugly side of jury duty.
sure being attacked by a mob of angry jurors wasn't exactly the experience you were looking for.
No, it wasn't. But the good news is that an innocent man is going home. And a guilty man is going to jail. And it's nice to know that one small, garlicky voice can make a difference.
I'm just sorry I had to miss my plane to Bermuda to learn that.
Oh, you can still make it to Bermuda. See, according to airline policy, when serving jury duty, a note from the court is an exception to restricted air travel. I'll get you one.
Well, thank you. Well, this is great.
Of course, this worked out swell for everybody. Justice was served, and you get to go to Bermuda with Jennifer, and that means that Marianne and I will have the house to ourselves. You know what that means, don't you? Huh?
Giant jigsaw puzzle?
You know me so well.